It's Monday, the 23rd of August, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a lovely way to open up this year's episode of the show. Yacht is the band right there from Los Angeles covering Aphex Twin for the song Avril 14th, one of my favorite songs. I just love that song. I have so many different versions of that song. I've talked over that song a million times on the show. I don't know if I ever just straight up played the song because it's like not really the sort of song I would play on the show, really, but I might play it at the end. But I was like, you know what? I love the song so much. I'm just going to play it up front. So that's what I did. So it doesn't have to make sense. It's just a show that I just make in my apartment. I can do whatever I want. That's what I tell myself. Okay, speaking of things that I really like a lot, how about this next one? It is from Brooklyn. It is the band Rostam. I say band. It's Rostam from Vampire Weekend. He's got this new record. It's called Change Phobia. I played a cover he did of The Clash. It's on the extended release of this album. I don't know, a little while back. But anyway, I want to circle back and actually play some songs from the record because it's super good. We're going to hear Forerunner and then From the Back of a Cab, both excellent songs off of a very solid release. If you like these, if you like Rostam, if you like Vampire Weekend, you're going to want to check it out because it's pretty good stuff. So without further ado, Rostam with Forerunner and From the Back of a Cab right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Take off a shift for me. I'm wearing down the street. this far and we've been good together. I think we're getting close. I think we're getting closer. We got this far.
Smiling, if he can still do it, then I can. They call you weasel. They say your methods are medieval. You can play the Jews, I could be your Jim Caviezel. SLM, nestle in when we're wrestling. You could be the port that I park my vessel in. So I try to read the TV, but you can still see me with your sleepy brown eyes, butter pecan thighs, and your hairy butt. Yeah. Like Eugene, you got me straight tripping, boo. Hope you look in my eyes and say I'm tripping too. You say you're gonna have a gun, but they already do. You should know by now, it's you.
And I
can't deny that there's something between us. I know you say there's no gays in Iran, but you're in New York now, baby. It's time to stop crying and start moving.
Let's catch up after Rostam back there. We heard a couple songs by a band from Los Angeles called Death Valley Girls. They're awesome. They're kind of like a garage rock, got a little bit of like a Riot Girl sound sometimes. Girl band from Los Angeles. Yeah, Death Valley Girls. Very good. We heard the songs Bliss Out and The Universe, both off their not most recent album called Under the Spell of Joy. And I really like those two songs. So those are the ones I played. Then just before I started talking, we heard Porridge Radio from Brighton in the UK. Porridge Radio, never played them on the show before. They've got a number of releases, but this one here was one of my favorites. It is the single 7 Seconds. That's the name of the song that you just heard, and it's quite good. And if you look them up, they got like a Shins cover, and I don't know, they do some interesting stuff. Some of it's a little grating, I think, but I quite liked 7 Seconds just there. Okay, up next from Byron Bay in Australia, we're going to hear the band Babe Rainbow. Sounds like my head favorites, Babe Rainbow. I play them all the time. They got a new record. It is called Changing Colors. From it, we're going to hear the title track first, Changing Colors. And then we're going to hear Ready for Tomorrow, both great songs from this band, though I don't think this is their strongest album, if I'm being totally honest. These songs are good, and there's some other good ones, but it's sort of like not, I don't know, I feel like usually their hit-to-miss ratio is a bit better than on Changing Colors. Anyway, without further ado, enjoy these two songs. If you like them, check out the whole thing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you'll love everything. Right now, on Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. about girls you think you like. Rip and tape it up in wax cups. I'm not that wasted.
I'm stuck in an elevator with God. Although I guess you are everywhere and in all places.
No, you're thinking of Kevin Hart.
I know, right? In every movie, him and The Rock.
Oh, I love The Rock.
No, I love The Rock too. He's just in a lot of stuff.
You know, his real name is Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I know. We have Us Weekly on Earth too. Wait, why are you here? Shouldn't you be up in heaven?
There was an issue. A few angels came forward. I don't remember things exactly as they do, but I respect their experience.
Hey, do atheists go to hell?
No.
How about people who say they are not religious, but they are spiritual?
Straight to hell, to the boiler room of hell, all the way down. Sometimes I pull them out just so they think everything is going to be okay, but then I put them right back in.
Good. Good. That makes me happy.
We'll be right back.
let's catch up one last time. After Babe Rainbow back there, we heard the French Cassettes from San Francisco, California. We heard a couple songs off their album Rolodex. First Utah and then Sunday Soda, two of the strongest songs on the record, but it's all pretty good and it all sounds pretty consistent. So if you like those two tracks, maybe check out the whole thing. Then after them, we heard Sun Era from Gainsborough, Maryland. I've played him on the show before. He has a new single, though. It's called Lexi. It's what we just heard. I thought it was very strong. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed Lexi there from Sun Era. Okay, so finishing up this here episode of the show with another kind of what? That's not the kind of thing you'd usually play on the show. But we're just going to do some sort of like, it's kind of like chill electronica maybe or something. It's by like a DJ who churns out records and stuff. Anyway, his name is Oliver Kaletsky. He's based in Berlin, Germany. And this song is from his album, The Arc of Tension, which came out 5 years ago or something. But the song is called Spiritual, Not Religious, which I think is a funny phrase. And I love this song so much. I actually heard this in a restaurant. I Shazammed this, you know, because I was like, what's playing? I kind of love this song. What is this? And I'm just going to play it on the show because I think it's pretty good stuff. So we're going to finish up this here episode with Oliver Kaletsky from Berlin doing Spiritual, But Not Religious right now on The Sounds of My Head.
No rich, no poor, if everyone were equal, religion would be soon to disappear. People only develop religion when they're unhappy with this world.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Avril 14th on Supersaws by Blunt Palace. I also talked over Aphex Twin, Avril 14th, arranged by Christian Belzer. It's like a quartet version of it, basically. And then I also talked over Avril 14th by The Classical Piano. So just some covers of Avril 14th. Just, this isn't really Avril 14th the episode. That's what this is. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, or look for links to Spotify where you can find a playlist for season 18 of the show. It's all the songs I play on the show dropped into a playlist on Spotify. I find that if you just go to that playlist and hit, you know, shuffle play, it's a pretty good listen. You know, it's like over 8 hours of just quality jams that you can put on when you got company over, and they'll be like, damn, you got good music taste. What is all this stuff? You don't have to tell them the secret, but I'd appreciate it if you did. You could say, I got it all from this great playlist from this podcast I think is good. I'm just giving you the script. You can just use the script. It's for free. I'm not charging or anything. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.